It means seeing your flaws, accepting them, and realizing I can do better. So these are just a few thoughts to think about on this podcast. So welcome to Winning with Trevor. I appreciate your ears, your minds, and the time that you spend contemplating how you can be successful.
And I am here to welcome you to another episode of Winning with Trevor, your no BS guide to self-improvement, positive thinking, how to get more out of life, how to become your best potential self that is hidden. Those gems of genius that are inside every single one of us, just waiting to be discovered with the right keyword. And you'll want to sign up for my newsletter because there's some amazing content going on there. Recently, I've been exploring urban planning and its relationship to placemaking and self-care. You can do that at trevorwgoodchild.com/subscribe. Enter your email, sign up there, and it's just once a week, and you'll see some really neat deets. Also, you can check out my Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/winningwithtrevor and request to join there to have some really cool conversations. I have a neat series called Win With These Wednesdays that I release every Wednesday. And last of all, you can check out one of my ebooks, 5 Life Hacks, at trevorwgoodchild.com/5lifehacks. Well, I hope you're doing well. And I wanted to address some issues that I think a lot of people face. When we trust other people with our feelings, when we trust other people to be arbiters of the atmosphere and the mood of our shared environments, we have a risk. There is a large risk that goes into doing such a thing because it means that we're trusting the other person to have responsibility. And this is more than just the responsibility of returning your car keys without a scratch on your car. This is the responsibility of really a deeper sense of trust that you can trust this person when you're emotionally open and candid with them to be responsible for your feelings. Now, we are all responsible for how we feel and our response to life and the feelings that we spend time dwelling in. But when we are open with other people and we're honest and candid and vulnerable with other people on a level that we aren't with strangers, then there is an added responsibility that that person has to take care, not to abuse this trust, and to be able to act responsibly and not haphazardly. And unfortunately, more often than not, because it is a big responsibility, unless that other person is fairly skilled in interpersonal relationships, healthy social skills, and is emotionally balanced themselves with emotional intelligence on lock for their own life, then what often ends up happening is the other person will abuse this relationship and take advantage of you. And kind of just basically, you know, vent their own issues and take advantage of the captive audience that you are because you've lent them your trust. It's a reoccurring theme sometimes in many people's lives. And so it really brings up the issue of having boundaries, knowing how much to share with other people, and being able to gauge someone else on an accurate level before giving them the trust of your vulnerability, before giving them the trust of really being your complete authentic self with them. Sometimes you don't need to share all of who you are with other people. And it's not a matter of being fake or being disingenuous, but sometimes there are different types of interpersonal relationships we have with other people and the work environment and the public service environment and friends of friends that we're not super close to, and we don't really have an accurate barometer on who these people actually are because it's only through a friend of a friend that we know them. There's all types, you know, in-laws, things like that, people that you don't maybe right away know super well, there does need to be a level of healthy boundaries established before you open up to people. Otherwise, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up for a situation where you will be taken advantage of. And it's very important to protect yourself. Now, the trouble comes in is there's a lot of other people out there who perhaps aren't as trusting, and they're unable to even be vulnerable with themselves in private to discover what they need to work on. And instead, their issue is being too closed off, having boundaries too high, so that they're unable to really enjoy, experience, and engage in life itself. And they stay very closed off. And people that don't feel with kind of a certain level of intensity after you get beyond a certain benchmark, when you're able to really just fully immerse yourself in the joy of living and experiencing life, you're not really getting very much out of it if you're not putting more of yourself into it. When we stay too reserved, we leave dull, joyless lives. It's just the fact of the matter. And there's all kinds of, you know, gradients in between there. It's a grayscale. It's not black and white. Different people, it works for them in different ways. Some people, they're just naturally more reserved and calm and controlled, and for them, they find their expression of joy in living in different ways, and it works for them. But towing that line, walking down the center of sharing too much or sharing too little and learning healthy boundaries is an important life lesson not all of us learn at an early age. Sometimes it takes having the same thing happen many times in your life before you start to kind of open your eyes a little wider and say, oh, this again. Well, maybe I should take the hint. Maybe I should start working on these things. So, you know, the four maxims of the podcast are success, which is our current theme, happiness, which is huge. It's what everyone really wants in life without knowing how they want it or how to get it often. But it's definitely worthy to work on yourself to get to that point in time when you can really be happy in your life based on the decisions you've made for who you've become and the life that you're living. And you also got to have personal responsibility, the third maxim, because we have to be responsible for the progress that we're making or not making as a person, as an emotional body that evolves or de-evolves or stays stuck. We need to take responsibility. And then the last one is self-awareness, which was our first theme. And it encompasses the other themes, the other maxims of this podcast, because we have to have an increased level of raised self-awareness to be able to comprehend what we're capable of achieving. And speaking of achievement, let's talk about this. You know, it's very scary when you follow your dreams. It is frightening. It is frightening. Everything sometimes seems like it's against you. You don't have a plan. It doesn't look like you're going to make it. Everything doesn't look like it's going to magically fall into your lap. There are obstacles that you have to overcome. But if you know what you're doing is right, if you feel it in your heart and in your soul that you need to pursue something and follow a direction, you need to do that. You need to follow that feeling. Do the best you can to research things, to get information. But don't get trapped where a lot of people get trapped, where they're just hoarding information. They're stocking up facts, strategies, techniques, methods by which other people have achieved things that they want to achieve. Then what do? You stay still. You stay stuck. You stay treading water. What happens to people that keep treading water? They drown. You don't want to drown and be killed by the mundane routine duties of your life and wake up years later, wondering where the time went, wondering, why didn't I pursue my dreams? The answer to that is fear. Fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear that we won't actually achieve the things that we put our hearts, spirits, and minds to achieving. But the thing is there's no one else that's going to do it but you. There's no one else that is going to do this but you. Somewhere inside of you is a spark. Somewhere there is a fire that is lit that no one else has. You have that fire. You have that flame. Whatever that is, it doesn't have to be gigantic and amazing in the conventional terms, but it can transform your life when you nurture this, when you give yourself the self-care that you need, when you're honest with yourself, when you're sincere, when you're dedicated, when you have follow-through, when you make plans and you consistently make steps towards achieving them, whether these are small steps or big steps or small steps that lead to big steps, this is your calling. Don't ignore it. Don't ignore it. Destiny is calling. Pick up the phone. It is your time to shine. It is your time to succeed. When everyone else thought you would fail, you still overcame hurdles and obstacles. You got here today despite adversity that tried to take you away from the life you're meant to live. Nothing can stop you but yourself. Do not make decisions based on fear. Do not make decisions based on what-if scenarios if things don't turn out okay. Make decisions based on the expectation of success. Because the real success, my friends, is when you change how you think and how you feel and reshape your own perspective to expect greatness, to excel at personal excellence, because you have made the choice to face your fears head on, to stare them down and not accept no for an answer, not accept doubts as the inner narrative to govern and decide your life plans. Ignore that bullshit. It is not up to your doubts to determine your life trajectory. It doesn't matter if you've tried and failed before. It doesn't matter if other people have tried and failed. This is your time. And if you are true to yourself, if you are authentically yourself, other people will resonate with this and be drawn to you like the moth to the flame. It is magnetic. Your personality doesn't have to be gigantic and huge. You don't have to have a pre-existing legacy like David Letterman. David Letterman's pretty cool. You don't have to. It doesn't matter. When you are authentically yourself, however that manifests, however that turns out, other people feel that sincere representation of your actual identity for who you really are. That honesty and that sincerity will bring the same back to you. But not only that, people will admire your bravery to be yourself. It is such a simple concept, but we have so many obstacles in front of being ourselves. We have so many things that get in the way of simply expressing how we really are. And you have to recognize that. You have to recognize that your biggest enemy, your biggest obstacle, is the inner narrative inside your mind that tells you that you can't succeed. That says, oh, don't do this, because what if this happens? What if that happens? It doesn't matter. You're following the dragon path. You're following your true path for your authentic self. Go for it. Do what you dream. Follow your heart, and not as some bullshit Hallmark platitude to say on some chicken soup for the soul idiomatic phrase, but because it's right and it feels right and it feels like this is what you're supposed to be doing. Doesn't matter what anybody says. Never put yourself into an environment where you feel put down, oppressed, and unable to express who you are. Escape. Run. Do something different. It doesn't matter if you have to hitchhike across America or South America and have new experiences to catalyze your frame of mind and perspective. Do it. But don't get stuck telling yourself the lie that you won't make it. Don't do that. Don't lose the chance to live your dreams because you let doubts dictate your action instead of passion. It's important to resonate on a level that is deeper than the everyday small talk bullshit people do to avoid real conversations that move the needle and get them beyond running in place, treading water. I don't want to tread water. I don't want to do the same thing. I don't want to be here next year at the same time and say, man, if only I had started sooner. I don't want to have another year go by where I say, wow, I have so much potential. Too bad I'm stuck doing this bullshit. No, that's not acceptable. There is no excuse. You can do better. Don't bullshit yourself. You owe it to yourself to have these honest, candid conversations, to touch base with what you really authentically are feeling about who you are, what your life is like, where your passion is at. What do you care about? It doesn't matter if it's golfing or NASCAR racing, or maybe you want to go and meditate on a mountain with some Buddhist monks and shave your head. It doesn't matter how outlandish or crazy it sounds, if you are passionate about this, if it rings true for that flame inside of you, in your heart, for who you really are, then do it. Don't accept any lame-ass excuse from anybody else. It doesn't matter how unpractical it is. It doesn't matter how unrealistic it is. It doesn't matter if it's not statistically provable. It doesn't matter that. Fuck statistics. This is your time to shine. This is your time to grab the Olympic torch and make the route and go where you need to go and use your intuition to guide your footsteps. Tune into that sense that you know this is that time for you. This is that time for you to make those moves, take those steps, and fuck that fluorescent lighting. It doesn't matter. Nothing can trap you in a cubicle but your own mindset. Change your mindset. Change your life. Don't let other people shout you down and tell you that you can't succeed or that you won't succeed. No. You are stronger than that. You are better than that. You deserve a better life than mediocrity. You deserve something better than a bunch of what-if situations about what would have happened if you would have taken action but didn't. No, you are the catalyst. Be the one you're waiting for. Be the one you are waiting for. Don't wait for a savior. Don't wait for some magical thing to come out and change everything for you. Don't wait to win the lottery. Create the lottery. It starts inside. That is where you need to begin. Nothing else is going to do this for you. It doesn't matter how many more weeks, months, days, seconds, minutes, years that you wait. Start today. This is your time to shine. Don't accept any excuse for not moving forward. It is you that is stopping yourself from being happy. It is you that is stopping yourself from achieving your dreams. It is you that voluntarily accepts bullshit from other people and from yourself on why you're not more successful in life and business and relationships and friendships and travel and startups and everything that you think is vital and important to your life and your personal integrity of character. It's time to level up. It is time to raise up. It is time to raise your standards for yourself and do the work. Do the work that you need to do to get to that next level of quality of life. No one else is going to do this for you. Make your family proud. Don't let anyone else tell you that you can't do this. You need to follow your dreams. Post haste, ASAP, on delay. It is now, the moment that never ends, that we are constantly creating by the actions that we do or do not do, by the words that we say or do not say. It is right now that is happening constantly, and we are persistent and insisting on how things are. We insist that we can do this. We insist that we can't. Don't let anyone else tell you you can't climb fucking Everest. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. Know the risks. Realize what the cost-benefit analysis is. But don't talk yourself out of it. Don't bullshit yourself if it's just based on doubt itself. It is your turn right now. It is your turn. The torch has been passed to your hands, my friend. And it is your time to shine. It is your time to do what you know is right. It is your time to fan that flame inside of your passion that you care about for what you really want to do. Beyond the 9-to-5, beyond the adopted scripts that have been handed to you, describing the movie of your life that you're just a co-star in right now. No. Take the stage. Take the spotlight. Grab the mic. Tell the world how you feel. Be honest with yourself. Get on the level with your spirit. Resonate with your soul. And do not accept no for an answer. Do not accept the bullshit doubts that your ego will tell you. Do not accept anything less than success.
It means seeing your flaws, accepting them, and realizing I can do better. So these are just a few thoughts to think about on this podcast. This is Winning with Trevor, signing off. Appreciate your ears, your minds, and the time that you spend contemplating how you can be successful.